Test, test, test.
I'm back. Okay, good. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
University of Toronto. Part of my research certainly took a wrong turn when I discovered the work of the great Hungo-Italian anthropologist, C. Smalucci. For the last 8 years, I've insidiously combed through Smalucci's writings, and I will spend the next 10 years sharing my findings with you. Today, I will unravel the first of 10 books that I have unearthed from the great Smalucci, documenting his mid-18th century travels to the lost island of Marsville, supposedly off the east coast of Mauritius, that vanished after the great volcano eruption of 1754, wherein Mount Sinus blew its giant nose and smothered the city in hot molten mucus, never again to be seen on any map. Smalucci's work is rare. It's never been shared before in any public forum, so I'm so excited to do so with you today. Book one is a field guide to the birds of Marsville. You'll hear the original bird calls, and you will see replicas of each bird as painted by famed ornithologist and taxidermist David C. Hannon. Does anybody have any questions before we begin the show? I'm about to fire up the bird call machine as built by C. Smalucci himself, which I acquired last year with a substantial grant from the Canada Council for the Arts. Let's give a hand for the Council in their support of fine Canadian culture. Enjoy the show. Here they come now. The Birds of Marsville.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Waveforms WGXC 90.7 FM Accra Catskill Radio for Open Ears. This program has been unintentionally a documentation of a radio DJ struggling to live broadcast something, which was meant to be the broadcast of Bequency, Meet Bird People in Hudson Valley. And I have been Mayuko. You know, it's just, I just couldn't figure out. And I thought that maybe because it's the, I don't know, the Day of the Dead season, maybe the ghost of some, I don't know, radio airwaves pick me up. All my microphone was supposedly off. There was no device that would have picked me up, but you heard me on the radio. You know, maybe I was, I don't know, thought broadcasting, the mind broadcasting thing. I heard of people receiving radio through their tooth fillings, but I never heard the other way around. So I don't know what was happening, but I'm glad to be finally normally on the radio and talking to you. Although my time is running out, but I wanted to tell you what we heard. The Birds of Marsville by Friendly Rich, a piece captured the exploratory feel in a carnival-esque saunter through 76 different imaginary bird species. And this came out this year in August, and I've been wanting to play it, but because it's a long piece, so I just couldn't find a spot until today. So that's what you got today. And I was going to play... Well, I was going to have you listen to my interview with Anita Sanchez and George Steele, who are environmental educators based in Amsterdam, New York, and they are co-authors of A Sky That Sings, a children's book that invites readers to use all their senses to experience nature. And the book, the story follows Mia. She's a blind girl, and she leads her aunt through the park, identifying birds by their calls and songs. And Anita and George will share the inspiration behind this book and their collaboration with the Northeastern Association of the Blind at Albany. And I wanted to play that interview today, but unfortunately I couldn't. But I will do it on my next show, which is happening on November 22nd. So I hope you come back and join me again. Well, again, this has been Well, this has been Bequency, the radio show about all the bird people in Hudson Valley. So yeah. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for trying to listen. And thanks for tuning in. And I hope you come back next month. Have a great weekend.